Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. And with the third pick,
I made the earth sick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. This is episode 21 of the Third Pick Podcast, man. As usual, I'm your host, Scott. Joined with my nigga Mariano, man. It's been a long time. Been almost a month since we've done an episode, man. Like,
you know, been a minute.
You know, you had the busy schedule, then the holidays came up, man. Boy, now we're here, we're back.
It feel like the holidays take 2 weeks to like,
it really
it's one day,
bro.
But it should be take 2 weeks, like, for real. Prepping for it. And then decompressing from that shit, yes. Like the whole thing.
I say from like December 20th to about January 3rd, I don't expect people to do shit. Like I'm real like, you know, low key.
Super
like
great area.
Super great area. I mean, when I used to work in, you know, in Amazon, I'm gonna stop saying their names. They pay me again. But anyway, when I worked at that movie studio, I would be off for damn near 3 weeks, but paid. That nice, nigga. It would be company holiday party. Gets fucked up.
Yep, you already
had to come in the next day though. That was when you had to come in the next day. They wouldn't let niggas take that last Friday off. It would always be on a Thursday. Yep. And I would come that Friday. I wouldn't see niggas like January 20th damn then.
Real shit, dog. That's right. What you need sometimes, dog. Like nigga, you know how much time you gotta like let your face heal from all the fake smiling and laughing throughout the year, my nigga. Like, bro,
especially dealing with white people.
I'm talking about fake ass conversations about teams that I don't give a fuck about. Like niggas be Texas A&M fans at work, and I don't even care, bro.
He said niggas
be you know, quarterback this year, and you know, and the coach, and you know, you saw the cut. I'm like, bro, I don't give a. I gotta sit there and be like, oh yeah, I saw that. What's the kid? Yeah, I don't know these niggas, man. I don't care. You know,
right?
What I mean? So, and holidays a lot, man. Holidays is a lot.
It's been a lot for the Bulls, and you know what follows at Barb Chip Scott. I'm gonna give us Mariano. He hit y'all with y'all at with his
man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, man, it was just the 'tis the season for giving and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. It depends on how your aunt responds to my next text, man. I may tell her yes, you know what I'm saying? She asked me for something, just depends. You know what I mean? At Mariano Bivens on Instagram. We out here, man. Like you said, it's been a minute, but we back. You know what I mean? The Bulls been playing some good basketball. We're gonna talk about that.
Definitely, man. You know where to follow me at Barb Chair Scott on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barb Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. You subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. And also, we're back this week. Summer sessions. We're gonna do the year end episode. So you know, we got a lot of craziness on there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, that's
a lot of craziness. I got a topic to bring up on there. I don't know if I'm bringing it up or not, but I might. But I don't know. A certain individuals are listening, but you might want to subscribe to the Patreon. By the time you listen to this, Cinema with the Guys will be out on the Patreon. Me and Flo's, we break down Spider-Man No Way Home. We break down Hawkeye season. How that went, we're going to talk about the Batman trailer, and we're going to rank our top MCU projects of the year, so check that out. And I'm not going to hold you season two. We'll be back week of January 10th as we get ready for Super Wild Card Weekend. Man, I had a holiday special for y'all niggas, but the Omarion said, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Big O not playing, man.
Yeah, Big O not playing. You know, they got my whole production staff out of it, except for me. Thank God. Oh, you know, thank the big homie. I didn't get it, but, you know, some of the guys got it, but they're out of protocol, and they're good to go. So we'll be back for that. But let's get into it, man. Last time we dropped the episode, it was December 4th, and we were talking about the Bulls knocking off the Knicks We had a lot of nice little Knicks chatters there. And the funny thing about the episode, it's not really funny, but it actually came true. Remember we had our half concerned about you about COVID ranking? Oh, nigga.
It's I think I was at like a fucking four or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we was at a low number. We was at a low number.
Because you know, one thing about it is the Bulls are all, you know, 100% vaccinated and stuff like that. But at the same time, they're following the guidelines and stuff like that, right? Like, so we weren't hearing these stories early on. So I was like, nah, they smart enough to know. They know what's up. They just, they play, of course. But then after that, I think they're doing the right thing. So I think my level of concern was like a four.
Yeah, I think 2 days later,
four niggas was out.
Two days later, first we get the DeMar news,
bro.
Then everybody, and just the whole team was ravaged, bro.
And then people on Twitter was like, well, how did Lonzo not get it? And then what do you know?
He was one of the last.
He got right on there and said, y'all jinxed me.
Y'all He tried to dry snitch. Oh, I don't do that. I'm going to go home. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about these other niggas being the Gold Coast all damn night.
We got one, coach.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But, you know, it was just what, and now we're seeing the Bulls are the first team to really like get ravaged by it. And now the whole fucking league is dealing with it, man. But one thing I will say is I think the Bulls handled it is better than I thought. There's a lot of haters out there. Oh, this is going to be the Bulls' downfall now. Yep. This is going to end the season now.
They was already saying, I'll get him next year, man. You know, shit happens. It's like, bro, it's a little stretch that the entire league is dealing with. Yes. It's not just us. Like on the day that we're recording this, they postponed the Heat and the Spurs game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Toronto was missing so many players last night against Philly. Like, bro, it's crazy. Like it's an insane amount of players. Like every time you look up somebody who you didn't even know was in the damn league is out, you know, entering protocol. So, I do think the Bulls have been handling this like very, as well as you could.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they really adopted that next man up mentality. And everybody's going out there playing. It's not, nobody's hanging their head. Nobody's making excuses. Nobody's going out there playing like, oh man, like, you know, woe is us. Nah, we still have to play ball. We're still the Bulls. You know, this is what it is.
It was a gift of the curse. Like, obviously the curse is you don't want to miss all them players, but also kind of saw, I think we saw what kind of fight this team has. You already still had questions about what kind of team this is.
Yep. Especially the bench.
You know what I'm saying? Like last time we recorded, they beat the Knicks. They beat the Nets that same night. It was a big night. I didn't see all that game. I was at Damian's birthday party. I was pretty intoxicated. So all I remember was DeMar and Alonzo hit that big three. But then, right after that, DeMar gets on the COVID list. And the big game, one of my favorite games of the year was that Monday against Denver. And Zach had one of the best games I ever had, 38. And what was best about it was efficient. Like, I was expecting go to hell ball, Zach.
Yeah.
And on top of it being efficient, 38, he has 8 assists to go with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Io came out there playing great games. You know what I'm saying? And then they had a little tough streak after that. They lost to Cleveland and Miami. Got blown the fuck out.
You know what I'm saying? Cleveland is a – and you know what's crazy? We talked about that Cleveland game beforehand, and we said it would be just like us to beat the Nets and lose to Cleveland. Yeah. And that's exactly what we did because – that Cleveland team is sneaky good, bro. Like Cleveland that team is sneaky like, good. They tough.
And we also saw what it's like to not have DeMar.
Yeah, hunt by 1,000%.
You know, Zach can't afford to have an off game. But I feel like the Miami game was annoying because, we had a lot of people on COVID protocol, but so did they. That was one of the games where I feel like they was just
it
like
was a very winnable game.
Yeah, very winnable game. But they was also hitting every three on planet fucking.
Nah, you know what? In Miami is one of those teams that's like that. When they hit about 3 or 4 threes on you, like across a little stretch, you like, you know what? This just ain't our night.
Yeah.
There's no we can do.
And then so now and then that upcoming week, I'm thinking, how the fuck are we even playing games? Like it was to the point where because every day it was new positive.
Yeah,
new
it was like 10 out. People, bro. Like 10 people. Crazy.
And so I'm like, is the league not going to do anything? So I'm starting to get pissed thinking, okay, we fucking up our record and we ain't even got our guys. And so last minute, Adam Silver canceled the 2 games against the Pistons and the Raptors. And so we went a week with no basketball. Mm-hmm. So then we come back after a week. DeMar's back. Zach still wasn't back, but DeMar was back and DeMar put on a show against the Lakers.
It's the Lakers, boy. It's
show
just
against the Lakers.
He one of them guys, man. DeMar DeRozan is one of those guys that is a game changer in every sense of the word, because like when you see that he's suiting up, you're going to always feel like you have a chance. I don't care who you're playing against. You know what I'm saying? But you see that he's missing. Like you said, nobody else can afford to have an off night if DeMar's not out there. So that game against the Lakers, it was huge too, because you don't want to be the team talking shit about the Lakers being trash and then your team loses to them. You don't want that, right?
Like, and Bulls fans love talking shit about the Lakers. I know.
Yeah, and especially with Benny the Bull had one of the greatest, you know, posts ever. He held up the picture like the Wolverine meme or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, with Alex Caruso, obviously Lakers fans was, you know, shitting on Alex Caruso during his tenure there. But then as soon as he left, they like, damn, we kind of ass without homeboy. And the Bulls kind of good with him.
Well, I think those are Laker fans, not from LA. Because every Laker fan out here, they love Caruso. Like, when we got Caruso, a lot of my niggas was hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They was
we
hot
let
about
him go for that? Like, right. Oh, they didn't bring him back for this?
And we kept the new Kuzma THT?
Definitely the new Kuzma. I ain't going to lie.
I got love for THT. He's from the crib. But he the new Kuzma, G. And what I mean by he the new Kuzma is Laker fans thinking they're going to get more for him than they really can.
Yeah. But if they just keep tweeting his name enough, they think another fan base is going to be like, oh, shit, you know, we need a THT nigga.
Exactly. And so it's like, you know, that was just a big win for them, man. And I just have to say, I don't know about you, but I severely underrated DeMar DeRozan. Like, it was one of those things where, and I think Mark Spears said it on NBA Today, hoax about my boo Malika. And by the way, I was on the lookout for her on Monday. She was at the game. I couldn't find her.
Oh man.
I couldn't find her. I was looking for her. I couldn't find her. But
I'm looking for her.
I text Pav because I was like, man, I want a scavenger hunt for Malika. Where she at? So they had Pav courtside. You know, so I guess this nigga got like a lot of longevity. So that nigga gets, they only put me courtside when it's whack ass nigga.
He a rap nigga too, so you know, right. You gotta do rap nigga shit, right, man.
They put him and Thomas, even if it's a good game, nigga. If they play like the Pelicans or some shit, they'll have me courtside. But anytime a good team play, they got me in a press booth. So I'm texting Pat.
Yeah, like, nah, nigga, hold on.
Right. I'm texting Pat like, yo, Malik over there? Yeah, she on the other side down. Like, man, I hope she come in the press room to eat, nigga, during halftime or something. Mm-hmm. Like, anyway, I didn't see him. But Mark Spears was talking about how, like, you know, in Toronto, you know, even though Toronto was a good team and making the playoffs, made the Eastern Conference Finals, it's still Toronto. Like, outside of the playoffs, ain't really many people actually watching that in the States because we're dickhead Americans and we think we're superior to everybody. And in San Antonio, by the time you got to San Antonio, Duncan, all the niggas gone, wasn't nobody watching the fucking Spurs.
Nobody watching the Spurs, dog. During their championship run, niggas, the Spurs wasn't making primetime basketball,
all,
bro.
At all,
like, bro. They was not the primetime game. I don't give a fuck they won three in a row, bro.
The most niggas watch the Spurs when they're in the finals. That's because niggas had no choice.
That 1,000%.
That's it. So I like when in Toronto, I didn't know how good he was. Every time I would watch him, he'd be in the playoffs and he's choking. And I have a theory about that. I do think that everybody, I saw a lot of, I'm writing down a list of Bulls cap that I see on Twitter. Yeah, the next one is, oh, y'all like DeMar, like, wait till you see DeMar in the playoffs. Now, all due respect to NBA champion Kyle Lowry, and I gained a lot of respect for him in 2019.
I did too.
I wasn't a Kyle Lowry guy
You could ask any of my homeboys, bro. I wasn't with it.
He gained a lot of respect for me during that series. You know, everybody talks about Kawhi, but Kyle was just as important.
He's a pro, man. He's a pro. He's just a fucking gamer, bro.
But with all that being said, Kyle Lowry ain't Zach LaVine. And when this playoff start, you got two niggas who can give you 30 at will. And that's going to make the game so much easier for DeMar because that's going to be like, okay, you know, they could double Kyle Lowry. And I mean, they could double DeMar. I'm like, we just going to let Kyle Lowry beat us because Kyle Lowry's not the most – he's not giving you 30 a night.
Yeah, he's not here. Yeah, right, exactly.
If you're lucky, he give you 15, 17.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he's not seeing the same defenses that DeMar was seeing. So now DeMar has a guy, and that's not even including Vooch and whoever the hell AK might add during the deadline and buyout.
Nah, shit going to get real.
It's going to be – I think we might see DeMar's real, real good playoffs. And also – think about the playoffs he had with San Antonio. Very efficient. Nobody talks about it because they went home in the first round.
Right.
But I severely underestimated DeMar, and I see him on a nightly basis, just how much he brings to this team in that game without Zach and all those guys. He dominated, man. I think that's something we've seen during this stretch. And then the next night against Houston, Houston got in our ass a couple nights before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We went out there and took care of business.
This was get-back season. Yeah, man. Absolutely. I think with DeMar, I don't think I ever, like, I don't want to say underrated him. I'm not sure what the word is, but like I knew what he was. I knew he was a hell of a player. His footwork is like near the top of the league, if not at the top. You know what I mean? When you talk about guards, his mid-range game is crazy. It was just like every time I would see him in big games, maybe I judged him for the team success or failure. You know what I'm saying? Because like he could play, but I was just like, yeah, he's not getting, I don't know, he's not getting you over the hump. Yeah. But he wasn't getting them over the hump. Like, you look at the rest of that team is not like this team right now. So, when you put a player as caliber, you know, that can go get you 30, it's not going to be an empty 30. That 30 is going to count towards a win now. Like before, it was 30 because his counterpart couldn't match that. Like you said, it was Zach LaVine. They can go out there and score 58 points on you easy. You know what I mean? Just them two. With Kyle Lowry, it's like, yeah, DeMar got to score that 30 because in order for them to hit 50 points total, he's going to have to probably score 35. You know what I'm saying? For that backcourt to score 50 points or more. And so I think maybe that's kind of what it was. Like he caught a lot of the flack because Toronto just wasn't, they couldn't get over LeBron. They couldn't even, you know, they couldn't fuck with him at all.
And that's what I was saying too. Like you can play as well as you want, especially in the Eastern Conference during that era. But at that time, LeBron owned the conference.
It was LeBron, bro.
And we know as Bulls fans, during that time, you had to play borderline perfect to beat this nigga.
Nigga.
Like the Bulls played hard, and because the fucking refs didn't see David Black call a timeout that he didn't have.
Right.
We got gamed and by. Not only was our season over, our era was over. So you have to play borderline perfect. That guy's not here this year. And so as we're seeing from these guys, and you know, tonight as we're recording this, the Bulls are playing in 30 minutes against the back-to-back against the Hawks. Yep. Derrick Jones Jr. will be back tonight.
Yes, sir.
The Bulls signed Jordan Bell, which I'm actually intrigued about. Yeah. I also want to give love to Alphonso McKinney. He balled out during that time.
Shout and he got his contract guaranteed for the rest of the season, too.
My future alumnus. We both went to Cary High School. Even though he went to Marshall the last 2 years, he was still a Condor for 2 years. So
shout out to Alphonso McKinney.
To see him get that full-time contract.
Man, it's a super it's maybe it's because I'm getting older and shit, dog. But like stories like this always
it fucks
always,
with me right
dog,
here.
Like it, every time.
Did you
man,
see the video they posted
of him getting the news? I watched it, bro. Listen, like and I love that he went super Chicago when he was talking, you know what I'm saying? When
Shorty.
He said he got all of the Chicago shit off Chicago bingo. This shit was going crazy. But yeah, shout out to him, man. That was beautiful. Shout out to the Bulls for doing that as well, because he definitely earned it.
And I think that's one of the things we saw is like, you know, we were always talking about the bench on the last couple episodes. What's the bench going to do? And I have to give it to Kobe. Kobe's been getting playing well. We'll get to him in a minute because I got a bigger question when it comes to Kobe. But Alphonso McKinney now, you know what I'm saying? You've got him. Cook has been playing decent minutes for the Bulls. And even Matt Thomas has been – he's been hitting a couple threes in a couple of these games, man.
And we needed the motherfuckers.
We needed them motherfuckers. Yeah. And now – I'm intrigued to see what Jordan Bell can bring to the scene if he gets a lot of playing time. You sign Ilyasova. I don't really know how much you can give him. I don't know if he's past his prime, but there's going to be a lot of guys.
If he's wide open, throw him the ball so we can shoot the three. But I don't think other than that, no plays are getting ran for him.
Right, exactly.
Jordan Bell, shout out to Jordan Bell. You remember, I don't know if you remember, his history with the Bulls is
I remember.
Yeah, he wouldn't let us forget that. Once he got his first dunk in the league, he was like, for cash considerations? I'm like, yeah, nigga, like, okay.
Oh, you wanted to be a Bull bad, huh?
I thought you won an MVP. Like, I mean, I ain't trying to shit on him, but it's like, damn, bro, you caught an alley-oop. And you like, cash considerations? Nigga.
It's one thing. When Patrick Mahomes counts to 10 when he's destroying the Bears because the Bears didn't draft him. Then when Jordan Bell doing it. When Pat did it to the Bears, I'm like, nigga, I'm with you. I said the same shit on draft night. Like,
100%.
So, but I don't know if he's going to get any playing time. I don't know. It's because Marco got on
rebounder,
Rebounder. Yeah. But I really like what I saw from this bench. Now you're getting Derrick Jones Jr. back. And you're really seeing guys fit these roles. And Lonzo, and the thing is with the new COVID restrictions, Lonzo should be back by next weekend, by this end of this weekend.
It's down
only
to
five days now. So eventually we're gonna have the whole squad back. And now you've got the good thing about it is everybody on the team pretty much got it. The only one who hasn't got it is Caruso. He's still nursing that hamstring. I don't know about you. I'm kind of laughing like, yo, he kind of just need to get it. So we can just like get this shit over. Just get this shit over with, dog.
Like the chicken pox. Like, hey, go catch this shit now. So you don't get
the just get it now. You know what I'm saying? And now you're going to have your immunity. So this shouldn't be a problem for the Bulls for the rest of the year. You know, knock on wood. I don't know how, if there might be a new fucking variant pop up.
Nah, listen, dog. If any other them B2K niggas' names come up in the variant, man, it's going to be a problem, dog.
Nigga, the new variants popping up like them faces in the Michael Jackson black and white video.
Come on with this shit, man, for real.
Hopefully it doesn't affect us for the rest of the year, man. But now we get to the next question I want to ask you first. Mm-hmm. As we sit here 21-10, second team in the Eastern Conference, and we're getting ready to play the Hawks tonight, which I do think we should win.
Absolutely.
Because a couple of their guys just got on the list. Bogdanovich is on the list. They got a couple guys on the list. We get Derrick Jones Jr. back, and we're at the crib. So we have a good chance to be 22-10 before you even hear this fucking podcast.
Yeah, I think it's a W.
Now, if you look at the landscape of the East, Milwaukee's getting healthy. Milwaukee's been on the roll ever since they got their guy. They only lost two games with their entire roster healthy.
Right.
And now Brooklyn. Brooklyn has been holding on to that number one spot despite being decimated. Yeah. And now KD is off. LaMarcus is off. Joe Harris has come back from injury. And now Kyrie has been in for. We don't know how many games Kyrie's going to play because of, he's still not vaccinated and all the other shit.
Yeah,
but the question is, are the Bulls better than we think? How realistically, what's the ceiling that you think for this season? I think expectations need to change from when we had our season preview. We was like, oh, 46, 47, 48 games, just make top six seed. I'm happy. I think expectations changes now.
I think that the expectations now are conference finals, and I'm saying that because When you know, before the season, we were being optimistic, but then a little bit of us was like, okay, let's pull it back a little bit because we've seen teams look good on paper in the offseason and come out and they can't put it together. So let's just kind of see what they do, right? Let's see if they all gel together and everything, right? Let's see if Billy Donovan does the right thing rotation-wise. All of these things that come to light, they're just as good as we thought they were, which we were still kind of like being modest, like, yeah, 48 games, whatever. And I was like, you know, as the shows went on, it was like, wait a minute, dog, we can get 50 wins. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's feasible. Now, and
basically, you have to play 500 basketball to get 50 wins.
Yeah, that's
very doable.
More than obtainable. Yeah. Absolutely. So now I think just like league-wide, you know, with media and everybody, I think conference finals is where the Bulls are kind of slated right now. You know what I mean? Like we're like headed towards a collision course with the fucking Nets or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like one of those type of years where we beat them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had them. It's like on paper, it's the Nets. There's nothing you can do about KD. We even was like, look, we'll concede that, you know, that L to KD, that's him. But we really out here be like legit, bro. Like really, you know what I mean? Running away with games we're supposed to run away with. You know, we had a couple hiccups early, you know, a couple teams, a lot of teams did, you know, around the league. You know, it just is what it is. But I think that we are way better than probably than everybody else gave us credit for, because they were shitting on DeRozan so bad. It was like, you would have thought we just signed Keith Bogans again. You know what I'm saying? Like some shit like that. So,
man, it's a great chance to. I do think the Bulls are going to have two all-star starters. Like, to me, if you ask me, Eastern Conference, well, not Eastern Conference, you know they're going to draft the teams. But the Eastern starters, it would be Zach, DeMar, KD, Embiid, and Giannis.
Yeah. One of my Knicks homeboys just said that DeMar DeRozan, he was like, nah, I got to give DeMar DeRozan his credit. Like, he fucking killing shit. I have to.
DeMar, to me, is a number three MVP candidate right now. Number one is obviously Steph. Mm-hmm. And then it would be KD. And I would put DeMar number three.
I'm not mad at that at all.
I think DeMar's importance to this team is it can be with
it's the
Chris
true
Paul.
Definition of valuable. Like,
yeah, what
the
Chris
most
Paul
valuable,
was the Phoenix last year.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I think Eastern Conference Finals is realistic, and I say that because there's a great chance that the Nets and the Bucks might be on the same side of the bracket, and them two niggas might have to meet in the second round again, and the Bulls only have to face one of them. So that, to me, is why I think there's a good chance, but also at the same time, I don't want to put too much dip on my chip, you know what I'm saying, with this team because, you know, it's still regular season. It's still regular season. When the playoffs start, the team with the best superstars win. And they still have the hired assassins. They still have KD. They still have Harden. They have Kyrie. You got Giannis, who I think is the best player in the NBA. But it's definitely not one of them things where like, oh, yeah, they just get in, I'm happy. Nah, nigga, I want to win some series now. And I think there's a good chance that this team can win a first-round series and maybe even win a second-round series. And I think the thing about this is that – one thing that a lot of people not talk about is I think it's going to be a vastly different team in 2 months from now because the trade deadline is on February 10th. And I think the Bulls are going to be very, very, very active in the buyout market. So this team could look even more like a contender in 2 months. And I think at that point, the sky might be the limit.
Yeah. And I think that this team goes as far as AK takes us because the talent that he's brought in so far tells me that not only is he a basketball guy, like he's really dedicated to winning. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about, oh, let me go out here and like sell some jerseys or sell some tickets. Like, nah, it's not about that. Like just pumping new life into the fans from like an aesthetic point of view. It's more like bottom line shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's actually win games that matter. Like right now, we're on like a four-game streak right now, like four-game winning streak. You know what I'm saying?
We can win five tonight. That might be the highest streak.
We can make it five. And we talked about this in the preseason pod. We talked about this on earlier episodes. And you know, the one thing that I said that was important for us, and if you want to establish yourself as a good team, as a great team in this league, you have to go on these streaks. If you're gonna win 50 games, you can't just be winning one or two here and there. You got to go on these 8-game streaks, 9-game streaks. I don't care if it's the Rockets in there. The Rockets beat us already. You know what I'm saying? So you can't afford to overlook any team and say like, oh, well, it's just the Magic or it's just this. We only can play who they put in front of us.
Yeah.
And we have to beat them. We have to beat them conventionally. You know what I'm saying? It's not like college sports where they grade you on style points. But at the same time, we kind of need to see you, you know, not play with your food, dog. Like, you know, bury that shit when it's time to bury it. I think we've been doing a good job of that recently. And I think it does continue tonight, you know, with that other game against the Hawks.
Yeah, and we had a very, very hard start to the season. We played a lot of tough teams early. And now in January, you got a very, very soft schedule. Like outside of Brooklyn, Golden State, and you can – I can't even say – I mean, Cleveland, Ricky Rubio out for the year now with a torn ACL. So, honestly, the only two games next month that are like, okay, those are going to be tough is Brooklyn and Golden State, and both of them are at the crib. I see Washington on here. I see a lot of Boston. I see Orlando like three times.
Yeah, I was just about to say,
Milwaukee. We play Milwaukee. That's going to be Milwaukee a tough right game. There, that to me is a measuring stick game.
We got the Thunder, Spurs, and shit.
There's a lot of dubs in the month of January.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, the bar has been raised, and I think it's fun. And I think also Bulls fans need to understand that this season we're kind of playing with house money. We kind of play with house money because when we're also thinking about the bigger picture of this team being a place where you can attract free agents.
Yep.
And the number one guy on anybody's list right now is Jokic.
Yep.
Jokic got a great response from the crowd, big Serbian crowd 2 weeks ago.
Oh, they knew.
And
they knew what was on the line.
They knew. I don't know if you saw the tampering pick, but Jokic went to dinner with Vooch and Marco.
And I remember somebody, they put something out about that. Like he whatever it was, like it was like some friendship shit they was talking about or whatever. And I was like, oh shit, is that that's Vool?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Shice right there.
Yeah, yeah. And we know this shit happens early in the NBA. Like I was watching Knuckleheads today with DeMar. Mm-hmm. And DeMar was like, yeah, when Vooch got traded to the Bulls last year, and that one of the first games Vooch played with the Bulls was in San Antonio. And he said they was pregame and Vooch came up to him like, yo, you're a free agent this also. He said, yeah, he said, y'all be calling you. And so this shit starts early, bro. So you can't tell me the niggas were sitting up there talking about they're playing 2K and shit. You know there's some talk about that. And Denver, to me, is in a situation because I think their whatever window they had is done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one, too. So as a Bulls fan.
Jamal Murray got hurt. It kind of went south for them because, like, a year or two ago, you could have told me there was going to be perennial, like, Western Conference Finals, you know, appearances. And I would have been like, yeah, what's going
on? All it takes is one or two injuries, man. We see our whole run basically got killed when D Rose went down. So,
So
I want to keep the bigger picture in, but I do think that expectations are raised. I won't say the sky's the limit, but a lot of things could go our way. And even when you name with Kyrie, Kyrie's not dependable. we don't even know what games this nigga can play yet. So you still got that whole.
I was just about to say, like, we don't even know this nigga beliefs all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, he might still be on some whatever kid. Like,
because he can't play home games because of the New York state law. He can't play in California. Well, I don't know which cap, maybe in some California, but I know he can't play in Los Angeles and he can't play in San Francisco because of COVID rules. So let's just say the niggas do go to the finals and they play like the Warriors. Then they can't play no games. So I don't even know. You can't even really count on that. So I do think it's a big, big opportunity
it's over with.
For the Bulls. And I think AK is going to be like, I'm just be prepared because you never know what's going to fucking happen, man. So speaking about Vooch is really starting to get his feet up under him, man. He's the last four games. He's really, really been really through this whole win streak. Vooch has been good. The confidence is there again. Defensively, he's been way better than I think any of us have expected. And also, he's not like the thing about that was infuriating about Vooch's slump. He was missing gimmies.
Yeah.
He's banging them shits now. And his last game is Atlanta 24-17 at 6.
And the bank
and
was open.
And four blocks. And the bank was open.
Crazy. Yeah.
Bank was open. Do you think Vooch is finally here? The Vooch that we, you know, saw last year with just him and Zach?
I think so.
And now this team is a legitimate big three.
I think so. I think so because, again, like we talked about this before, it took him some time to adjust to having like new guys on the team, new guys that can close, that can score, that can be a first or second option on any given night. You know what I mean? So, like, he still has to, you know, like we said, he was being a little too passive. You know what I mean? Like, just letting guys kind of figure it out. And it's like, yeah, we need them to figure it out, but we need you to kind of stay consistent as well. And I do think he's back to that, because when you start getting shit like that, the roll, like that three-pointer, he even did like a little wink after it, you know what I'm saying? Where he was like, yeah. And so I feel like that's all it takes, you know? And I think we spoke on that on a previous episode, where it's just about like confidence. If you're a shooter, you rely on rhythm, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know your spots, you know how to, you know, put just enough on it, you know, to where it get the glass or it get, you know, whatever, like, you know how to shoot. It's just when you get into that rhythm of hitting 2-3 in a row, hitting some big shots, hitting long range shots. And it's like, he was making his shots, bro. Short little 2-point shots that he was missing a month ago, 2 months ago. Like, those are cash now, you know what I mean? So I think he's back, you know, and not for 1 second did either one of us doubt that he was going to return to form. You know what I mean? So I do think he's back. And I think that we have to give that credit to the team and Billy Donovan as well for like keeping him up and like, nah, like, take those shots. You know, you don't tell a good shooter, a good player, not to take the shots that he's been missing. Like, nah, you just missed them. That's all. Just keep taking them.
And that's also what DeMar said in the post game on Monday. He said, like, we never lost faith in Vooch. Like, and this is one thing I was telling motherfucking people on Twitter, Bulls fans on Twitter, like, this nigga isn't a scrub, bro. He's not Vooch. A scrub. He's Vooch. He's a two-time All-Star. He's proven. What we've been seeing the last couple weeks is not him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all y'all owe this nigga an apology. And with Vooch being as good as, and also feel like he had to adjust to being the third option.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? The third option, because he's used to being the guy in Orlando.
Yeah.
Even last year in the second, and when he came, second half of the season, he was a two guy when Zach was there. And when Zach got on the COVID list and missed the last 2.5 weeks of the season, Vooch was the guy again. So he had to, you know.
And that should take patience, bro. That should take patience. Like, it's like you said, if you're a guy that goes from number one to number two, like, okay, cool. But, you know, I think the only other guy we've seen that do that, like, kind of successfully was, like, Chris Bosh, bro. He went from, like, number one to number three.
And that took a whole year.
Yeah, it took a season for them to, like, really get used to, oh, my first instinct is to attack. No, I have to do this now. But it's like, nah, that should take a minute. So that next year, though, it was like, oh, yeah, they figured it out. It's over with. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that right now we're seeing some of that. You know, I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself and be like, oh, yeah, now we looking like the fucking Heat, you know, from 2012.
Yeah, I'm not going to say all that.
I ain't going to say all that. But at the same time, though, I do think we're figuring it out way ahead of schedule. Because I think a lot of people might have had us pegged for like, oh, you know, maybe next year there'll be something. They like counted us out, even with DeMar. It was like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Shit, a lot of niggas weren't even saying that. A lot of niggas just flat out, it's not going to work.
You're right.
Player. Like, no, the fuck they not. Like,
well, guess what? If they was the same player, then you getting the same work every night.
From both ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
with Vooch like this, it's a legit big three. And then with Lonzo, on some nights, it's a big four.
You got damn right. Bro, nigga, Zoe is like a threat from you can't just leave him unguarded no more, bro. He can shoot.
You know what's funny about Zoe? You never see that nigga shoot me make anything but threes. Like, Zoe be smoking mid-range and smoking layups. It's just the wildest shit.
When I see him pull up for two,
I'm like,
so
what are you
mad.
Doing?
And, and like, you shouldn't, because it's a higher percentage shot.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't. And it's like, ah, this nigga. That three, though, I'm holding my threes up when he released that motherfucker.
Yeah,
know
man. And one thing I love about this team is, like, you just talk about chemistry, like, with the Heatles. Their chemistry has gotten so well so quickly. And that was one of my concerns about the COVID break, because I feel like they were just hitting their stride. And I was like, okay, even when they do come back, a lot of players don't get back to how they were right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe is that chemistry they built going to be gone? And niggas ain't missed a step. And it's really honestly impressive. And you got to give that to Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan is doing a hell of a fucking job coaching this team. And I even got to give it to one of the Bulls assistant coaches. His name is escaping me right now. I apologize. But he's been doing a good job these last two games, holding it down with rotations with Billy and COVID protocol. And also, I want to give a shout out. Stacey King is back tonight.
Shout out to Stacey.
Shout out to Stacey, man.
Shout out to that kid that got the Christmas gift and said, give me the hot sauce.
That was dope, man. Shout out to Stacey, man. He had like a tough bout with it. So I'm glad he's healthy again. Glad he's back covering the team tonight. But just real fun, man. And one of the other stories we're seeing here is the Rook. Let's talk about my man, Ayo Dosunmu, another crib guy. Of course, he went to Illini for 3 years, and he went to Morgan Park, Southside guy. He's been better than I expected. I think me and you said in our preseason pod, I don't think we was expecting much from Ayo this season, man. And so for him to step up the way he has, offensively, defensively. My question to you is, after you give your opinion on his season, does he make Kobe more expendable than I think he already is?
1,000%. And I'll tell you why. Because it's his confidence. You know what I mean? Like, the way he approaches these games. Again, like, he's not scared to take these shots, bro. Like, he's not scared that, oh, man, I might hit the bench. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's like a system thing. Like, look, you're not going to be benched for taking shots that we know you can hit. If you miss them, it is what it is, right? And that's a good environment to exist in, especially when you're a rookie trying to, you know, ingratiate yourself with the team and the fans and the city, the organization overall. I love IO, bro. Like, he's not scared. He's a pro. Not some guys, you put them out there on the court and they just play basketball, bro. Like, it doesn't matter, high school, college, or the league. They just, he's a natural hooper who doesn't let, like, missed shots get in the way or, like, a bad play or whatever. He's going to come right back at you. I love him. Like, he's one of my favorite players on this team. Like, he's high up on that list. And, you know, I don't want to discredit Kobe, but I think that, like we said before, Kobe's future is in his hands. He controls his own destiny. So if Kobe gets a little inconsistent here and there and we have to trim some fat, I could see him getting caught up in that mix and getting traded while his value is somewhat high right now because of IO's contributions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, and I think Kobe's been playing much better. I got to give him some love for that last game.
Oh, man.
Because he did not have a good first half. Trae Young was cooking that.
Absolutely,
nigga.
He was.
Was cooking that.
And that nigga got activated the last minute, too. I was sick. I was like, damn, like, he going to play?
He got activated like 30 minutes before game. Yeah, so I was like, what the fuck?
Trae Young will play. I'm like, oh, come on.
That's just not what I wanted to see. Come on. But and the things that changed about that game was defensively. Io did a hell of a job on Trae, and Vooch closed up that paint. Trae was not getting them layups in the second half. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a couple blocks on him, and then Kobe got real aggressive in the second half offensively. He even had a dunk, and that's what I love. So what I'm about to say about Kobe isn't an indictment to him.
It's really
just about what the team needs, and I do think he's just gonna be, you know, a victim of circumstance, basically what the team needs. And I do think he will be traded at the deadline to fill in those holes. And I do think, you know, if he's not, I'm fine with it either way.
Right,
if he goes,
right.
I understand. If he stays, I'm cool with it too, because I feel like he's finally finding his role as just an offensive guy. We didn't really get to see what everything Kobe could be because they were trying to have
it's just about
point guard.
Consistency now.
Yeah, it's just all about consistency, man. But I really love what I'm seeing from Io. And it's just every night is damn near like a new guy who's stepping up. Who's going to be the next guy that's going to step up? And it's really a complete team. And you talk about how he's not worried about coming out the rotation. You got to give that up to his relationship with Billy Donovan. He said him and Billy Donovan talk every night on the phone. And he'll tell Io, yo, just do what you got to do. You're good. And that's just nothing but doing but helping the confidence of this kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I love about this team, I think, the most is the culture. Like, you see guys bouncing back, whether it be from injuries, whether it's COVID, whether it's a bad stretch. None of these guys ever like hanging their head too long and, you know, making it seem like they're outcasted from the team because they're not performing well. I think all of these guys want to see each other do well, obviously, because they play for the same team. But at the same time, I think they give a fuck, you know, off the court. It's like, bro, if are you good? You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be, people forget, it's still a job, bro. You're still a human being. You still have to be good mentally to go clock in to work, so to speak. And then, you know, give your best, you know, every single night against another team that's giving you their best. So that's the one thing that I will say I appreciate about this new Bulls era, right? You know, I gotta get all the credit starting from up top. You know what I mean? From management on down, like it's just it seems like a great environment to be in. You know what I mean? So it's no surprise that like these players are like bouncing back so quick, or like you said, in the same game even. You know what I'm saying? Tough first half, but you close in that second half, and now you playing better, being more aggressive. That's nothing but teammates and coaching. You know, just keeping your spirits up. You know what I mean? Not letting you get too down. So I really love this team, and I haven't been able to say that in a long time,
nigga, in such a fucking long time, bro. Like it's not even fucking crazy. It's asinine. But one thing on the next topic I want to talk about when I'm talking about P Dub is something that came out last night. I'm looking for the tweet right now. Here we go. So Shams tweeted last night that the NBA has denied the Chicago Bulls' request for a disabled player exemption for injured forward Patrick Williams. Now, this tells me that the only reason the NBA would deny this is they believe that Pat is going to be coming back earlier. And so my question to you is, if Pat does come back, what can we realistically expect from Pat? And this also going to have something to do with the trade deadline, too, because of the potential he has. if he does come back, let's say February, late February, early March, can we realistically expect anything from him the rest of the season?
I would say no. And it's not like, again, no indictment on him, the player, the talent. I just think that he's going to be super hesitant because he already was kind of, you know, hurt up coming into the year. You get in the year, you get a, you know, what's supposed to be a season-ending injury on just like a freak play. And I think that he's not going to be as aggressive, as, you know, which is understandable, bro. Like, you know, if you ain't ever broke nothing or injured nothing, you won't know. But, you know, you ain't going to jump up that quick no more. You know, you ain't going to stand in front of there and take that charge no more. You ain't going to go up for that tough layup that you got to contort your body for and all that type of shit. So I would just say, even if he can come back, sit him down, you know, maybe play him spurts, little minutes here and there, just to keep his conditioning up. But I don't think we should expect any kind of like game changing contributions from him. You know what I mean? Like, rightfully so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that. I will say, like, it feel like I'm with you. Like, if he's not up to it, like, there's no point of rushing this kid.
Right.
The nigga's 20. There's no point. I still think he's got a great, I think his potential is limitless. But like you said about Kobe, it's on him to reach that fucking potential.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't think you're gonna, even if he does come back, I'm fine with that. But I would have him come off the bench. I think we've been getting from Javonte in that starting lineup.
Shout out to Javonte, awesome. Man. He's been every time I look up, he's on the highlight. He's
making
for
a play,
defense, like, offense, everything.
Like Stacey says, there's five Javonte Greens on the court. You know what I'm saying? So I love what we're getting from Javonte in that starting role, and I think Pat will probably be more aggressive coming off the bench in just this time of, and then this team's also gonna be getting ready for playoffs that
for sure. Yeah, and we talking about 2-3 months from now too.
Yes,
so.
Exactly.
You know what I mean,
exactly. So that's gonna be something to monitor, man. I'm definitely excited to see that and see if something comes from that.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to Pat Will, man. I hope you know rehab is going well for him. And
definitely,
he comes back better than ever. But you know, like I said, I'm looking for him to come back and make his splash next season. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
be back 100%. Yeah.
So am I. Let's preview the next week of games, man, as we close this out. We're going to start with the first game tonight. Of course, when we hit this game will be over. So we're just going to see if we're right or not. At the crib against Atlanta, I think we win this one.
I do too, Dub. It ain't really much to say, dog. I think this is going to be one of those seasons where we kind of like own Atlanta. You know what I mean?
I think it's going to be one of those seasons where teams are supposed to beat, we do. You know what I'm saying?
1,000%. And we are supposed to beat this team, Trae Young or not. So, and we at the crib too.
Yeah, we at the crib. We handle business in Atlanta. And they're missing some guys. They're going to miss a couple guys. I'm not expecting Cam Reddish to have 33 points again, ever the fuck again.
Nigga.
We at the crib. We got DJJ back tonight. I think we're going to win. Then we got two road games this weekend, back to back. At Indiana on Friday and at Washington, our first matchup against the Wizards on Saturday. How you see those two going?
I think we'll beat the Pacers because we are on some, you know, we on some shit this season, dog. Where like, you know, we lost to the Pacers that first matchup we had against them. They smoked us. You know what I'm saying? We did end up getting some get back. 113 to 105. We got that out the way. But I think we'll win this one again. I don't think the Pacers had any business beating us the first time. You know what I mean? Really, they shouldn't even be close to us. Honestly, I'm just be 100 with you. That's just me nitpicking, but I think we'll get them. Now, the Wizards game, I don't know. Only because historically playing against the Wizards, I fucking hate playing against the Wizards.
Yeah, our number for some fucking.
No
reason.
Matter what it is, dog. You know what
we
I'm
don't
saying?
Know so, if Bradley Beal be back. He's still in
right.
COVID protocol.
And I was just about to say, now if Bradley Beal is not playing, I will say that my confidence in that game goes up a lot. But if he is playing, man, it's 50-50, dog. Just because I'm still hurt by the past, dog. Like I definitely understand that.
I definitely understand that.
What you think though? What you think about the games?
I think we'll beat Indiana. I think both of these games will be close. I think we'll beat Indiana just because Indiana to me is like one of those teams where you just gotta stump these niggas now. You know what I'm saying? Just that they're already selling half that team's not even gonna be there before the trade deadline. I think we'll win that. Washington is a trip-up game because you're coming off a back-to-back. It's also New Year's Day. Let's not forget this. It's New Year's Day, okay? And the Bulls have an early game in Indiana, which means they're going to be in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
before the night is over. So I got the Bulls losing that one. And we might lose that one by double digits, whether Bradley Beal's playing or not. Trust me, the hangover game is real.
That's what I'm saying.
Them niggas might put their antibodies to the test on that night. You know what I'm saying? So I think we'll lose that one.
Hey, man, niggas better take some condoms, nigga. I'm gonna tell you that. I usually don't listen, man. I'm usually not an advocate for that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm also married, so don't listen to
me.
Yeah,
everybody's not as privileged as you to be married and don't have to worry about having kids with somebody you don't want to have kids with. yeah, I think they'll lose them. But I think we're going to run it up. I think we're going to win the next three. We got one. We got a game with the crib against Orlando. Yep. We get 3 days off. And then we play Washington the crib again. And then we on the road for Dallas.
So even if we lose that first one, I think we'll get them on the second one.
Yeah, even if so, if I'm looking at the when we're at right now, if we win tonight, that'd be a 5-game win streak. Atlanta 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I think at the worst, we'll go 9-1 in 10.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that at all.
I'm not mad at that at all. Then you got two at the crib, two measuring stick games against Brooklyn. This is gonna be full squad Brooklyn.
Oh my God!
And then you got a game against Golden State, which is kind of a revenge game.
Go that man, because Steph is Steph.
Steph is Steph, and guess what? Mr. Thompson might be in.
It would be just our luck. Just our fucking luck.
Yeah.
That we did all this laughing at Knicks fans for taking pictures of Steph and all this other shit, and then Klay Thompson come to the UC walking like Vince McMahon to the fucking court and just dub us know what I'm saying? And then social media going crazy. And we got to welcome Klay back like some hoes, because I love Klay, bro. I love Klay.
I love Klay, just not when he's playing us.
Yeah, not when he's playing us. After the game, you might see me, hug him up, dab him up, take a picture and shit. But nah, I ain't, not during the game. We ain't doing
that. Not during the game. We ain't doing all that. But yeah, at the worst case, I think we're going to come into those two games on a nice little
streak, man. Absolutely. With some confidence.
With some confidence, man. Pad this record. You know what I'm saying? In this league with injuries, with COVID, pad West that Brooke record. Shit, nigga. And now, fuck making the playoffs. That's gonna happen. You're in the top three. I want a top three seed, nigga.
Absolutely.
That's what the goal should be. Highest seed you possibly can. Make sure you can get Brooklyn and Milwaukee in the same brackets. We only got to beat one of them niggas, man.
Yeah, so, real shit though.
But
you on some real Avengers, strategy shit right now.
Hey, I'm planning it out.
Like them niggas.
This all I got right now. All I got. The Bears stink. The fucking MLB is in the lockout.
You know what's crazy, dog? I mean, I was going to text you during that Vikings game, dog, but y'all said everything. Shout out to Joe. Y'all said everything that I was thinking on the next pod that y'all did after that game. Because I was sitting there watching that game damn, bro, I feel bad for these niggas, man. Because this is crazy. This is insane. And then your man, Matt Nagy, the nigga, I don't know if it's just me, dog, but that nigga was acting so fake concerned out there, dog. You could tell. He fighting.
Oh, yeah, you saw that. You saw that. The fake fired up energy.
I'm like, bro, the referee even looked at him like, bro, it's the first quarter, nigga. You tripping.
But even like I said, I felt bad for us, but I felt way worse for Vikings fans. It's like, nigga, we had our whole secondary was on the COVID list. And this nigga Kirk Cousins threw 87 yards.
A gun up in your face and that's all you can come up with?
It's like, hey, God damn. At the end of the day, man, Nagy's finna be on Zillow in 2 weeks. Ryan Pace might be out of here too. You know what I'm saying? So I at least got something to look forward to that. But I enjoy doing, the Bulls all I have right now. I don't know when I'll be able to see my White Sox.
I'm a Giants fan, so we ain't got to talk about much there.
I feel bad that y'all bringing them niggas back. That hurt me when I read it. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh boy, yeah.
Hey man, y'all niggas got. But at the same time, I don't feel bad. You seen two rings in your life.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Hey, y'all niggas always go back to that. And be like,
yeah,
hey,
nigga, if I had two Super Bowls, nigga, I wouldn't give a fuck what the Bears do.
You know what's crazy? There's a part of me where I'd be like, we got two. It's under my breath though. We got two.
Right, exactly. At the end of the day, the Bulls and the White Sox can never win for the rest of their life. I've seen both of them niggas win championships.
In the promised land, nigga,
I'll be fine. Ultimately, I can't. Whenever it's time for God to take me, I can't leave until I see these niggas win. I can't.
Nah, real shit, though.
I just can't, bro. I have to see it one time, bro. Just one time. So
one time is fine with me.
That's all I got is the Bulls right now. So I'm strategizing this out. Yeah. I know when mid-April come, we going to be stressed. I ain't been stressed watching the playoff game with the Bulls, nigga.
It's been a long time, nigga.
I don't even know how it feels.
I was about to say, nigga, I know my wife probably remember them days, nigga. Like when I used to be in this bitch about to throw my drink in the crib. What the fuck was that? Ref, come on with the nigga. Yeah, nah. Bro. When Joe Johnson was hitting clutch buckets on us in overtime, nigga. come on, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but we'll be back sometime next week to get up with y'all, man. This has been episode 21. This bowl season is making this podcast real fun, man.
Real fun.
You know, no more breaks. I hope y'all enjoyed your holidays. If you're going out this weekend, I got two things for you. One, why? Two, two, if you are, wear a fucking mask, nigga.
Please do, dog. And quit standing so close to niggas, man.
Nigga, I be at Walgreens. Nigga, I'm like, why are you that close?
Bro, like I had to turn. I was in QT down here in Quick Trip, I'm standing in line, and the nigga behind. I'm thinking like, damn, what? Maybe one of the homies playing a prank on me. They just walking up trying to, you know, they know me. They just want to see if I notice. When I turn around, I don't know this nigga. I had to give him a look. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like the little head. Now, like, come on, man. Like, quit standing there. Like Scott said, why? First of all, you know what I'm saying? That's number one, but. Just if you do have to go out, man, because I know duty calls sometimes, but just quit standing so close to niggas, man.
Yes, stop being so close to niggas, man. But we'll be back next week, man. I'm going to be in the crib drinking some cheap champagne or beer. And think about me, I want to pat my own back, nigga. I am 40 pounds down. So, look, I'm telling niggas about the summer. I'm trying to be no shirt off summer, nigga. So
shout out to you, man.
Shout out to me, nigga.
I ain't had a drink in weeks.
I'm getting
nigga,
fucked up.
You doing good. You deserve
getting,
it, dog.
Thank you. I'm getting fucked up in my house on New Year's Eve. Yeah, and I sit here and watch Marvel movies all fucking night.
I'm going to cop up tomorrow, nigga. I'm going to get my whole shit stopped.
I'm doing
up,
that
right.
shit tomorrow. I'm not going to be in the streets anytime on Friday.
Oh, no. And I'm doing this early, like tomorrow, 11 o'clock in the morning type shit. I ain't going to wait.
And the Bulls play on New Year's Eve, early game. So, but we'll be back next week. You know to follow us at Bar Chair Scott. Mariano can know, let him know what he can follow you at, what you got coming, when the next rap game pod. And by the way, I need to get on there.
No, look, hey, we going to have you on, dog. 2022 is up, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, I'm out here, dog. I'm doing a whole lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? A couple of announcements coming soon for the people and all that.
Yes, sir.
Rap Names will be back next week. You know what I'm saying? Bomb took a little week off, well, a week and a half off. But we did give out a free overflow episode, you know, that you can find on our, you usually can find it on Patreon, but we gave it out for free. Tis the season for giving this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know. So just follow Bomb Network, man, Instagram and Twitter. You know what I'm saying? That's really about it, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. So we'll holler at y'all niggas next week, man. We are out.
Yeah.